Welcome to the Bardcast. It's Shakespeare, you dick. We are your hosts. I am Lisa Ann Goldsmith.
And I am Owen Thompson.
And today's episode is called, we thought about this title for a while, but we decided to go with it. It's called Woke Shakespeare.
And we realize that this is a kind of a vexed question in terms of how one describes or defines that word in the zeitgeist these days. And, I want to say, to me, the word woke is kind of almost like a tragic word, because I think that it's intended to be a positive, and it's become more complicated than just simply being socially aware and not sleeping, as it
Yeah,
were, and paying
I wish it
attention to what's
was that.
going on in the world, which is, I think, how it was how it started out.
Yeah.
But sort of with a combination of bad acting on both the left and the right, it has become something else. And
Agreed.
I think, Lisa Ann, you'll agree with me when I say that watching what we're mostly wanting to talk about today is the production of Richard III that the New York Public Theater did at the Delacorte last summer, that was recently broadcast on PBS.
Yeah, it's running until June 16th on PBS.
So it's still available, and we were both, what's the word that I want? Oh yes, horrified by that production. And
In fact, listeners, I started to watch it and 12 minutes in, I turned it off. And then Owen and I talked about it, and I made myself go back and watch
later
the whole
that
thing.
same night, I stayed up until about 2:30 in the morning, forcing myself. And honestly, it was very difficult to get through it. But on the other hand, in a way, it was fascinating. It's like watching a train wreck. You're kind of, I couldn't take my eyes off it, in disbelief every moment of how unbelievably terrible it was.
I took like 2.5 pages of notes because I was like, I will never remember all of this.
Much of it is burned into my memory.
But I took like specifics, like, I mean, for example, there were so many times when people misspoke. And when you misspeak in Shakespeare, you add or take away from the meter, you change the meter.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, I guess we're diving right in. But I want to say also that, for my money, one of the things, maybe the thing that was most wrong with this production, was the bent of the entire, starting with Robert O'Hara, the director, and right on down, to make this production, as for want of a better term, woke as possible. And we'll get into that. But to Lisa Ann's point, I mean, Danai Gurira, that is how you pronounce it, correct?
Deny
Gurira.
Guerrero.
Danai Gurira, who plays Richard. And by the way, I deny her the right to ever appear in a Shakespeare play again, if you'll pardon the
You know,
pun.
it's a shame too, because I loved her on Wa in The Walking Dead.
And in Black Panther and the Marvel
Yeah,
movies as
great.
well. There's no, I got no problem with her that way, but
What happened to subtlety?
she can't do Shakespeare. Anyway, she actually, I mean, she paraphrased to the point
Oh my
of,
God.
I mean, one of the, th I didn't take notes, as I said, because I was just shocked.
Well, the
But
cutting was abysmal anyway.
well, it was hardly cut. It was endlessly long.
No, it was cut a lot,
Well,
actually.
it was still well over 3 hours.
No, it actually wasn't.
Wasn't, but it just
It was
felt that
two
way, I guess.
hours and 19 minutes.
No, it's not 2 hours. There's no way that
Yes!
it's 2 hours and
Yes,
19
Owen, it
minutes.
is 2 hours and 19. Wait a
There
minute.
is no
Hold on.
fucking way that it was
Hold
2 hours
on.
and 19 minutes.
Hold
Find
on.
that for me.
2 hours, 19
Oh, 19,
minutes, and
there it is.
49
And
seconds.
49 seconds. Well, I guess they took an intermission as well. But anyway.
But that's with the intermission.
Anyway. So, for instance, after the Lady Anne scene, and we'll get to that, believe
My
me,
God, you guys.
one of the most famous lines in all of Shakespeare was, "Ever woman in this humor wooed, was ever woman in this humor won," right? Guerrera actually says, "Was ever a woman in this humor wooed, was ever a woman in this humor won."
To the single worst Anne I've ever seen in my entire
Right.
life.
Well, we're gonna get to that. But I mean, just adding those,
I know. I know.
you can't, and O'Hara has to take the rap for that as well, for letting it happen.
Yes.
So yeah, the adding of words, the destruction of meter, That alone.
The changing of words.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Like Hastings, whoa, whoa. Well, I mean, I'm just, we'll get there, but Hastings, whoa, whoa, turned to whoa, whoa.
For
No,
England, yeah.
that is not, that is not what it means.
Well, okay. Let me. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves a
We
little bit
are.
because there's one line change in this production that was so unforgivable to me, and I want to save it for a minute because let's start with the fact that Rich. Well, first of all, let me say, I have absolutely no problem with a woman or anyone playing, playing a different gender than her own.
Absolutely. I absolutely not.
Do not give a fuck. Don't care, don't care, don't care. I wouldn't want to see Richarda the third because Richard is very male.
Right.
And they to their to the I'll give them this much credit, they didn't do that.
Yes.
Guerrera is playing Richard as a man.
Yes.
But on the other hand, she's playing him as a man who is not in any way physically handicapped.
Well, yes. And so in things that I read about it subsequently, apparently, and I, you know, is it okay for me to say that this offends me? But it does, that her handicap is that she's African American.
Well, that's what O'Hara said. That's what the director said.
I, well, you know, I
That he is African American. Actually,
yes,
I believe
that
what
he
he
is
said was
African American.
Richard's disability in this production is that he's black. I believe that
Yes,
was the
is that
quote.
he's black.
Because he would be English, African English or
Right.
whatever the fuck.
I'm still that. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not black, and that offends me.
It's well, I think it's patently absurd, especially when, listen, if you're whatever else you're doing, if you're directing a play, you are telling the story of the play, right? And it is explicit in the text, and it is also quite famous, by the way, obviously, that Richard, although this is an embellishment on life by Shakespeare, had deformities,
Yes.
quote unquote. If
Yes.
I'm sorry, probably some people are offended by that word, but he has a hunchback, he has a withered arm, he
Yes.
has disproportioned legs, and he walks with a limp, and
Yes.
he talks about it a lot,
All
and
through the play.
there's even a scene in which he accuses people of having performed witchcraft on him to wither up his arm. And in this production, Guerrera actually
She
bears her
shows her
perfectly
perfectly beautiful, strong arm.
and bears it and shows it to everybody. And there's sort of an awkward silence.
Yeah.
So there's no deformity at all. Now, that I wanted to establish that before I mentioned the change that made me the one little change that made me the most angry in the entire play and is also an example of what I mean by the worst excesses of woke.
Yeah, I bet I can guess, but go ahead.
So for those that don't know, Richard connives to get his brother Clarence, the Duke of Clarence, killed by telling his other brother, who is king, that he's conspiring to kill his kids, blah, blah, blah. So he gets a death warrant for Clarence, and later Edward issues a pardon, but Richard makes sure that the pardon doesn't get there and the death warrant does. And then later he spills the beans to everybody that Clarence has been killed, and Edward freaks out and says, "But I'm paraphrasing, but wait a minute, I sent a warrant." And what Richard, I didn't know, I called back the death sentence.
Yeah.
I sent a stay, and Richard says about the death warrant. But that a winged Mercury did bear, some tardy cripple bear the countermand that came too lag to see him buried. So in this production, they say, some tardy one bear the countermand that came too lag to see him buried, because God forbid the word cripple should be in the show.
And it changes the meter.
And it changes the meter. So they didn't even bother to change it to some tardy someone.
Yeah, right. They didn't even bother to keep with the meter.
Right.
What was intended.
But not only is Richard, if you will, crippled, famously, he uses the word, and that, I guess, is too much for our delicate sensibilities. I mean, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
Meanwhile, now let's get to Lady Anne.
Oh my God. So, and otherwise, very, very incredibly talented musical theater performer, right?
Well, go ahead.
I should say an award-winning Ally Stroker, Tony Award-winning Ally Stroker, plays Anne. For those listeners that don't know, Ally Stroker is in a wheelchair, which is fine. It's just that she can't fucking act Shakespeare. It's like it's so I don't even know what to say.
Yes,
I'm not kidding. It was
that's where you turned it off, right?
that's where I turned it off when I saw her. And it wasn't, I mean, I don't care that you're in a wheelchair. She was so bad.
I have to
And
say,
speaking like canst and foul.
yeah, her verse speaking is
The worst.
atrocious. But I mean, honestly, I was
And then
shocked.
at the end, when she's made, when he makes her queen, why is she like looking like she's Lady Macbeth? It's like, no. She's got this
Well,
look on her face like, yes, now I'm queen and I'm
I
going to
mean,
take the
also
throne.
the choice that O'Hara made, like, because in the, at the end of the scene, at their one big scene, Richard gives her a ring, and
That fucking ring.
in this production, she like is wowed by it, and she like squeals like a teenage girl, and look
Yep.
holds it up like, "Oh my God, my ring!" And she goes
And it's
off.
ridiculous. It's like
It's
an obvious,
but
like 4-inch costume jewel. It's ridiculous.
her performance. I have to say, I think, and in a target-rich environment in this show, because pretty much everybody was awful, that may be the worst Shakespeare performance I have ever seen on any level, including like amateur in high school.
And I will say there were two actors behind them, two women that were playing the servants. And if you, I swear to God, if you look at their faces, one of them, the one on, when you're looking at the stage, the one on the left had this look on her face like, this is so bad.
Well, I won't know because I'm never going to subject myself to that shit again.
Oh
But I
my
also have to
God.
say this, and this now, I hope I don't get in trouble for this.
Hey, listen, okay, go ahead.
I like you, there's nothing wrong with a differently abled actor performing in a Shakespeare play. No problem at all. However, context is everything. I wouldn't want, I think that, you know, gender flipping and colorblind casting is all great, but I wouldn't want to see a black Iago
No.
because it flies in the face of what that play Othello is about.
Right.
By the same token, in a play about a disabled murderer, to have the murderer, the King Richard character,
Not be
not be
disabled.
disabled, but have other people be disabled, fucks with the story of the show.
It does. It
So
does.
not, I don't have a problem at all in general with
I
the
mean,
character of
God, look at Peter
anybody.
Dinklage. I think he's one of the most brilliant actors of our time.
Right, well, anyway, the point is, cast, even if Ally Stroker had been, if she had been brilliant, maybe it would have won me over. Maybe.
She wasn't.
But she was also like seriously not just bad, but like beyond bad. But even if she had been great, it would be problematic to me to have that particular role cast with someone who is differently abled, much the same as later in the show, we get to Richmond,
Yeah.
who is also not in a wheelchair, but clearly I'm not sure what his particular disability is. And he wasn't nearly as offensively bad an actor as Ally
Well, he
Stroker.
was a much, I was going to say he was a much better
I
actor.
mean, he didn't, you know, rock my world or anything. Not that Richmond is the
Yeah,
greatest
but
play
at least he could
ever.
speak text.
At least I could understand. Yes, at least it didn't actually make me want to be deaf when he
Right,
spoke.
right, right.
But on the other hand, he was it's seriously enough disabled that he couldn't participate in the stage combat scenes,
Which were terrible.
and that's a problem when, you know, Richmond has a fight with Richard
Yeah.
and becomes king. I mean, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Also, the stage combat was atrocious.
Hey, so I have one of my notes, and I don't remember what I meant, but it says, "Why telling us angels are so angry?" What's that line? It's got to be about a line.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, Richard says to her when he's coming on to her and she's reviling
Oh,
him, something something when angels are so angry.
yes.
I can't remember exactly the line, but it is to Lady Anne.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
And what was with that fake knife?
oh my God, the fake knife? Jesus Christ. What
And
was that?
by the way, do you know when she stabs Henry at the beginning? She stabs him 10 times with that ridiculous fake knife. 10 times.
Yes, they put in the beginning, which I've seen done before, and I don't mind. The end of Henry VI, Part Three, where Richard murders King Henry.
Yeah,
And that's.
it's not what they put in,
No,
it's
it's
what
all
they
fine
put
to
in.
do that. It contextualizes it, but she kills him with this fake knife that retracts into the hilt.
Like that you would buy at a joke store.
Right. And then when she pretends to clean blood off it that isn't there.
Right.
I mean, and then she also threatens to kill herself or himself in front of Lady Anne, and then makes a joke of the fact that it's a
And the
joke knife.
and Anne laughs, and that's what pulls her over to his side.
It's just, I
What?
mean, I don't have the words. And then now, okay, then there's the Duchess of York, Richard's mom,
Yes.
who is cast. I can't remember the actor's name, but she's a deaf actress.
Yes.
Now, we have been on this podcast very vocal about the genius casting of a deaf actress in as in that
Rose
brilliant
Eilis Ellis.
fabulous. Thank you so much, who deservedly is nominated for an Olivier Award, by
This
the way.
woman is no Rose Eilis Ellis.
Well, not only, I'm not blaming the actor, I'm blaming the director. This is why, and
Yes, yes.
I think I said it when we were talking about As You Like It, that when Rose came out as Celia, in the first seconds when I saw that a deaf actor was playing that part, my heart sunk because I've seen it done before in the dreadful Sam Gold directed production of King Lear, which before this may have been the worst directed thing I've ever seen in Shakespeare. A deaf actor played Cornwall, and it was so distracting and rung in because it had nothing to do with the story. What Josie did in As You Like It, her making that choice, it was all in service of the play.
Absolutely,
And it made
100%.
so much sense that that Celia was deaf, and it strengthened the bond between her and
And
Rosalind,
it showed the lack of a bond between her and her father.
and it helped Oliver fall in love with. I mean, it was
Yes.
just. It worked, it served the play, it was genius. In this production, there's no reason for the Duchess of York to be deaf except that it's woke.
Yes. And here's the he and here's an even bigger problem with that. So somebody is translating most of the time, except a little scene between her and Richard before her exit in 2-2. Nobody is translating. Are we all of a sudden supposed to understand sign language?
Yes, it was intermittent. And sometimes
Which is terrible.
sometimes somebody translated, sometimes there was nothing. And then towards the end of the play, there were subtitles.
Right,
I
which
don't
is
know what they
also
did at the
terrible.
Delacorte, but they had subtitles on TV, so it wasn't consistent at all.
And terror. It was terrible.
It
It was
was
totally distracting.
terrible. I mean, again, there's no It we've just seen it done brilliantly that and let's not forget that there was also a hearing impaired actress playing Audrey in that brilliant As You Like It.
Who was fucking brilliant?
So we are not saying please don't cast deaf or disabled actors in Shakespeare. Please do, but know what you're doing and also cast people who are good.
Yes.
If you're
Yes.
going to cast a disabled Lady Anne, first of all, you need to explain why Lady Anne is disabled and Richard is not.
Right, because it
But
doesn't make any
also,
sense.
please don't cast the very worst actor I've ever seen in my entire time on planet Earth in this role.
Yeah. I thought, I mean, really, halfway through, I was like, the prince and Minnie York are better than 99.9% of the adults.
Yeah, the kids, they were
Yeah.
okay
Yeah.
with their sneakers.
Yeah, I know. So, I was saying they didn't translate her before her exit in 2-2. And you were saying that it was super long. And I was like, no, it's 2 hours and 19 minutes because they cut 2-4, they cut 3-3, they cut 3-5, and they cut 3-6. And
Yeah,
that's
but you
just to start with.
well, but here's the thing. I thought it was an inelegant cut. It
Well,
felt
that's what I
slow to
mean.
me, but you gotta
And
cut
they
that
moved
play.
things around. Yes. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't cut
You
Shakespeare. No modern day audience can sit through a 4-hour Hamlet. That's just the way it is. But you have to cut judiciously,
but this
right?
play,
You have to
I
make sense of the text and you have to make sense of the poetry. And this did neither one of those things.
I'm in favor of I agree. You can't have a 4-hour Hamlet, but I've said this, I think, on the pod before too. If you like, if you see a 2.5-hour Hamlet and a 3.5-hour Hamlet, the 3.5-hour Hamlet is going to feel shorter than the
Yep,
2.5
because it makes more sense.
because it makes more sense, because Hamlet is a brilliant play through and through. Richard III is not a brilliant play through and through. It is
Yep.
an early cartoonish attempt on Shakespeare's part that somewhat succeeds on the merits of its principal character.
Yep.
She O'Hara left in the scene where Margaret comes back. The Margaret wasn't terrible.
The Margaret was not terrible, actually.
The Margaret was not terrible, but I would cut that scene where the ladies come back at the end.
The Elizabeth wasn't terrible
It's
either.
repent. I didn't like the Elizabeth,
Well, I mean,
but certainly she was better than most of them.
yes.
And they left the scene where all of the citizens are kind of
I know.
worried about what's going to happen.
I know.
I mean, there's so much fat on this show.
What, you know, I have to tell you what my favorite of Anne's lines was. It's like, was despiteful tidings. Oh, unpleasant news. And you know, she didn't say course, she said corpse.
Everybody said corpse.
Yeah.
Everybody said, oh, and also,
Oh, they changed so much. Like the Duchess changed week of teen to misery, which really fucks with the meter.
They
And what is
mentioned,
with that dance at the beginning of 4-2?
oh, Jesus Christ. I also Guerrera mispronounced Plantagenet.
Yeah, she said Plantagenets.
Plantagenet, Jesus Christ.
They also said Salisbury instead of Salisbury.
Well, and throughout, people said Buckingham,
I know, instead of
even
Buckingham.
worse.
I know.
I actually thought the Buckingham wasn't awful.
I didn't think he was terrible either. They changed, like, you know.
But Buckingham, are you fucking kidding me?
I know. Richmond, and they said Richmond instead of Rougemont. And I love the fact that they say Rougemont. Because it's smart, but they, you know. But like, you know, Buckingham, but the only thing, the only one of the problems with Buckingham, he had a little bit of word fuck up, but he says, and I'm sure that they changed the text for this, and I don't understand, or maybe he forgot it, but he's got that line, repays he my deep service with such deep contempt. He didn't say deep twice. He said, he repays he my deep service with such contempt.
Is it deep contempt?
It
Are you
is.
sure?
I did. I looked it up.
Because I remember Richardson in the film. And I, you know what? I actually went back the last couple of days and I watched not all of, but I watched like maybe the first half of the Olivier, Richard III. And
Yeah.
I know Olivier's out of fashion these days, but you know what? It was like such a breath of fresh air.
Oh, what about the Danai Gurira says rash levied
Yes,
instead of
levied.
levied?
Yeah, but then she said levied later on. She said
I know.
levied, and then she said
I
levied.
know.
No,
I
I mean,
know.
and again, where's the director on this? Where's the director?
And just like Tyrrell, Terrell, however they fucking want to call it, added meter all the time. He said, like in the line, if to have done the thing you gave in charge, he says, if to have done the thing that you gave in charge. You know, Richard says, the line is, stay, madam, I must talk, et cetera, she says, stay, madam. He says, stay, madam, for I must talk. It's like, you know, Elizabeth says happily instead of happily.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Needest instead of needst.
Buckingham does not say deep contempt. He says, and is it thus repays he my deep service with such contempt? Made I him king for
Oh,
this.
then what he said was deep twice.
Oh, he put the second deep in,
Yes,
did he?
yes. Yes, repay he's my repay he oh my God, repays he my deep service with such deep contempt.
Yeah, nope, that ain't
That's
it, kid.
yeah.
I mean, it was so clear to me that the point, the only point, the only thing that was cared about was having disabled people and deaf actors and a random dwarf, for instance,
I
as
know.
was it Rivers or Gray, one of them.
It was Rivers.
But it was clear that that was the point, not actually telling this story.
Well, we've talked on this podcast before about productions that we've seen where people were cast to make a point instead of to actually be able to speak the
Right,
text.
but this was beyond the beyond.
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
I've seen concept productions that have pissed me off and haven't worked, but this was like, I mean, if you didn't know this play, if you didn't know what it was about, even if you were familiar with Shakespearean language, there's no way that you would have been able to follow it.
No. And
Absolutely not.
Owen, you know this play, way better than I do, I will say. In the original, does Richard say "My kingdom for a horse" twice?
Yes.
Okay.
He says, I believe it's his last
Yeah.
words of his and his the first words of that scene.
Okay.
I
Okay.
believe. I'm gonna look that up though, because oh, by the way, not a commercial break, but I want to take a moment to
Oh,
I
yes.
want to take a moment to apologize. So Brian Lyndon, friend of the show, brilliant actor, friend of ours, who frequently gets in touch with us with questions and comments.
And we adore him for
And
it.
we adore him for that. I won't say he quite called me out, but
He did a little.
he did a little, because was it our last episode? A recent episode anyway. We were talking about The Tempest and we were talking about Ariel, and I don't know what you said. You said something about pronouns or something,
I said that I think Ariel can be female, and you
and I said, well,
clamped me down.
in the text. He there's you know the male pronouns are used, and Brian got in touch with us and pointed out that he could not find any such male pronouns, and I went back and I looked through it, and indeed he is correct. There
Yeah.
are now, and it's not surprising because Ariel is neither male nor female. He's a he they are a spirit,
That's right.
but
And
so I
Brian was right. The only time that any kind of pronoun is used is in the stage directions, which Shakespeare didn't write anyway.
Shakespeare didn't write. And so that's I mea culpa, and I'm completely wrong, and I love learning that kind of thing. And here's the best part. It actually made me look at the text afresh, and there's actually, I think, not conclusive, but I think that there is textual evidence to support Ariel being female. And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why. Two things. I mean, it's not
Never listen
conclusive.
to me. You
But
never.
when Ariel appears to the bad guys to
Yes.
frighten them,
Yes.
Ariel chooses the form of a harpy,
Yes.
which is a female monster.
I have said that to you. And
And
you had said to me that is just the shape that he chose to be.
right, well, I am incorrect, probably. And I got one more for you.
Oh, and this is what I love about you.
When in later after the mask is over, and Prospero is talking to Ariel about doing other things. Ariel mentions that they have taken the guise of Ceres in the mask.
Yes.
So, twice in the show, when Ariel has to don another guise, Ariel chooses female form twice.
Of course,
So
because Ariel's female.
that is very interesting to me, and I'm completely wrong, and I love being wrong when I can learn something from it. So thank you, Brian Linden, because I'm a jerk.
And keep it up because we
Anyone,
adore you. Anyone,
anyone,
yes.
call us out. Call us out.
Yes, he didn't have any call outs on Friendship Shakespeare, but he did have some comments.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I mean, but he always does. He's a really smart guy. But he
He's
was
so smart, yeah.
totally right about that error of mine.
He
So
is.
my apologies to you and to our listeners.
Yes, we should send him some swag too,
We
just for
should. We will.
Brian, we're going to send you some swag just for being right.
So, what
So
else
back to
about this?
Richard.
What about what else? I
Here,
mean,
so here's another. We have talked many times on this podcast about if you're American, you should speak Shakespeare with an American dialect, not an English dialect. So my question is, how come Danai Gurira is non-rhotic? How come she's saying things like Mita and
well, she had that general.
non-rhotic.
Yeah.
Non oh non like British non-rhotic sound. Well, she was born in Iowa.
Well, listen, ask Frank Langella about that. You know.
But to be fair, Frank Langella was around closer to when they would change their voices and you'd all use all that Edith Skinner shit. You know what I
Yeah, I'm
mean?
just saying there are some actors that have a tendency when they're, especially if they're doing Shakespeare or anything remotely classical, to like bizarrely twist their dialect into some version of an English dialect.
Right, like she would say York.
Yeah.
But
Well,
that's not how you would say it. You're from Iowa.
right. Now,
And then you're crazy.
I agree with you about the whole, obviously there's I don't see any reason to play Shakespeare in anything but your native dialect.
Absolutely.
I will say that there isn't, you could make an argument that the history plays, since they are taking place in England, could be played with English accents.
I totally agree. But then do fucking English accents.
And everybody has to do it,
Right.
and it needs to, and they need to be good.
Right.
So in it's sort of like, do I have a problem with a woman, a black woman, an Asian woman, any woman at all playing Richard III? No,
I don't care who
at
it is.
all. They just have to be fucking good.
Right. It's like one of the greatest roles ever.
And if you're going to do Richard III as taking place in England in the Wars of the Roses and everybody has an English dialect, okay, but then do that.
Right.
Don't half-ass it.
Right.
Ugh.
And also the cutting of Act Five was fucked. I just want to add that.
Well, the way they did the ghosts and all that was pretty stupid. But, I have no problem. Although they cut Act Five, but they left her the whole key speech of Act
They
Five,
did. They did.
which she butchered by screaming, which she did throughout the entire play.
My second note to myself after she stabs Henry 10 times with that ridiculous knife is, why is she screaming the Winter of Discontent speech? She's wearing a mic. They're all wearing mics. Why are they yelling?
Well, she screamed her way through "Now is the winter of our discontent," and that was just the beginning.
And also, you know that again, we all have our little pet peeves, right? Somebody's saying DOTH as anything but doth makes me crazy. And I heard doth more times than I.
Well, there was no, clearly there was, I mean, okay, honestly, this is the thing. This is why I needed to do a whole episode about this production. Overall, as angry as it made me, it mostly made me tired and sad,
I totally agree.
because this is the New York Public Theater. This is the Delacorte in the middle in Central Park, Shakespeare in the Park. This is supposedly top of the line Shakespeare in America.
Yeah.
And no wonder people think Americans can't do Shakespeare.
You
No
know,
wonder.
listen, having the last American Shakespeare I saw before this was the Patrick Page King Lear. And there were people of all different races and sexes and everything in that, and it was terrific.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Which speaks to our point.
My point is not that
What a good
American
actor.
my point is not that American Shakespeare is bad. Far from it. In fact,
Yes.
I've spent my life and the vestiges of my career fighting that notion,
Defending it.
fighting the notion that English Shakespeare is better than American Shakespeare. But I have to say that it's this kind of production that perpetuates that kind of thinking, because unfortunately, a lot of, and not that there isn't garbage Shakespeare in England, please, my God,
Oh,
there's
we
tons
saw
of it,
some.
and we've seen it and reported on it. But you don't generally see, well, I mean, you don't generally see, I mean, this production was so bad, it made that Titus Andronicus look like, gold.
Well, it was bearable.
And
I
that
mean,
was,
I didn't walk out of that Titus Andronicus, and I turned this off the first time.
well,
I absolutely said, I don't, I can't, I can't, I can't get through this scene.
it's only because I made you watch it that you watched it.
That's true. That's
And for
true.
which I also
Although the
apologize.
apology for Ariel is pretty good, so thank you, Brian Linden.
I apologize for that too, because that was bullshit of me. And maybe we shouldn't have even done this episode.
But you guys, guess what? This is the last episode of our third year. The next episode will be the first episode of our fourth season. How amazing is that?
Yeah.
We are
And if,
so grateful to all of you
yeah,
for
we
keeping us
wouldn't be here if it
going.
weren't for you guys. So thank you. And thank you for listening to this episode, for us to get this off our chests. And if you guys disagree or do agree or whatever,
Bring it
please,
on.
we want to
Bring it
hear
on.
from you. We
Email
want to hear
us at
from you.
thebardcastyoudick@gmail.com. We want to hear it all.
Yep. You can visit our website, of course. You know what it is, www.thebardcastutick.com, where you can subscribe and become a patron and all of that good stuff. And like Brian Linden, you will receive swag.
That's right. That's right. You can follow us on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, albeit Twitter's kind of a fading thing, but we still have an account. Anything else?
No. Oh,
we're 501c3 federal tax deductible. So any contributions you make are tax deductible. We thought we would let you know that.
So we hope we will rejoin you in our fourth season with something much more positive than this episode.
That's right. But guys, we had to get it out.
We had to get it. And
it's Owen's fault. He made me watch it.
I can't stress this enough. Do not watch this production if you value your mortal soul. But if you decide to watch this production, come and talk to us because we want to hear what you think.
Yeah, maybe it's us. I don't think so.
I don't think so, but I'd love to hear other opinions.
And remember,
it's Shakespeare. It's Shakespeare,
you dick.
The preceding podcast was a production of Country Matters Incorporated, copyright 2023, all rights reserved.